Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark, and often we hear the Word of God expressed by a pastor. But every once in a while, it's great to hear it communicated in a song, and we have here at Barah Ministries a songwriter, a song producer, and a singer all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy, and she does a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God through her songs. So in the next several lessons, we're going to hear her songs. And today's song is The Light of Fellowship. Some words, when you hear them, create vivid mental pictures, and fellowship is that kind of word. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we walk in fellowship with Him because we're in union with Him. And the picture is one of unity and union and togetherness and strength. And it's our Lord Jesus Christ's deepest desire and solemn intention that we have a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with Him, the kind we seek with human beings but never actually seem to find. We can have that kind of a personal relationship with the Lord. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, the Lord says this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And if you've ever seen a yoke, there are two animals in the yoke. So when He invites you to a yoke, He's saying you're going to be in the yoke, but He's going to be in the yoke with you. Matthew 11:30 says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And there is no burden in believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, and there certainly is no heavy task in being in fellowship with Him. Everything in the Lord's plan is very easy. And so we're going to hear this song from June Murphy, "The Light of Fellowship," which describes the kind of intimacy God likes. A walk in the light of fellowship.
You forgave all my sins, I'll be obedient. And I will humble myself before you. The Spirit I'll not quench, the Spirit I'll not grieve, and I will not depend on me. I will walk worthy of the calling given me, influenced fully by the Holy Spirit. With Him I'm always filled, He does enable me, and He leads me to be free. And now I walk in the light of I know Your power and thoughts divine, and I will learn what it is to love You. I know that I am Yours and You are mine. I am loved by God, His mandates I do keep, and His mandates aren't a burden. And I love others too, without hypocrisy, so others see Your light in me. And knowledge of You, Lord, and I abide in You going forward. So I might hear the words, "Well done, my faithful one," in the presence of You and the Son. And now I walk in the light of fellowship. I know Your power and thoughts divine, and I will learn what it is to love You. I know that for
Psalm 95, verse 1 says, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Thank you for June for teaching us about what true fellowship is. We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone who is watching or listening that does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and who is thus a person who is missing out on the chance for fellowship with God. John chapter 3, verse 36 says this, He who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has the resurrection life right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. John 3, 17, God the Father did not send the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Right now, you can tell God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in your lifetime. Five simple words get you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this. The repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Nine words. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Well, don't wait to make the best decision of your life. Make it right this minute. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there as well. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.